Hello and welcome. It's hour number two of the Ben Maller Radio Show podcast only here. And this hour, another quarterback in the crosshairs, Deshaun Watson, not exchanging pleasantries with the new Texans head coach, continues to plant stories through his representation about wanting to get out of a Texans uniform. We discuss what the Texans should do and ultimately what's going to happen to Deshaun Watson here in hour number two. Exchanging pleasantries, unless you're not. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we round robin coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the magic radio box. Our lead this hour comes from the Department of Disgruntled Quarterbacks. You visit that department. It's not about Russell Wilson. We talked about that in a previous hour. The sourpuss of Seattle, Russ, ain't cooking right now. Check your scorecard. We are now going to go to the area of disgruntled quarterbacks where a certain QB from Houston resides. If you check your scoreboard there or scorecard, stepping into the batter's box, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, have you heard the latest? It is conceivable that you ignore these quarterback-related stories, and maybe you missed it. Maybe you missed it. So we have learned that Deshaun Watson had a meeting recently with the new field general of the Texans, David Culley. Who? David Culley is the man's name. And to be kind, it did not go well. At least my definition of well. Now, we are told by those that claim to be on the inside that Deshaun Watson informed the new coach in Houston that he has no intention of ever suiting up for the team again. He continues, Watson, to sulk over the way he has been treated by the Texans, the way they've run that franchise. Now, for what it's worth, Culley has told members of the media that he expects Watson to be on the team in 2021. Of course, I don't think Culley even has a key to get into the building at this point. We are hearing the Texans have told teams, if you believe the reporting, that they are not, no way, going to trade their disgruntled quarterback. So, let's discuss the question, what happens next in the adventures of Deshaun Watson and the Texans as he tries to get his way out of Houston? So I've got my observations here. You've got Piggly Wiggly, stage right, and migraine headaches. Migraine headaches, and we will lock all of this together. Now, number one. We would be surprised behind these microphones if much changes on this story anytime soon. This particular chapter in Adventures of Deshaun Watson, another one of those stories that sounds to me like it was put out there by the Texans, or by Watson against the Texans, rather, to say, hey, listen, I met with the coach and I told the guy I don't want to play there. Now, this is a hurry-up-and-wait situation. The Texans, if they're wise about this, are going to slow walk it. We continue to give that advice. My counsel is to let Deshaun Watson continue to pout, sulk, and whine. And we're in the offseason. Nothing has to happen right now. Turn this into a boondoggle. Deshaun Watson signed a four-year contract for $156 million. He signed that contract when the stumble bum, Bill O'Brien, was running the show. Now, I will argue that Bill O'Brien, the way he coached the Texans, would struggle to get hired in a management position running a Piggly Wiggly after his tenure with the Texans. And just to prove that, he's currently in the Nick Saban Coaching Rehabilitation Clinic. It's located in Tuscaloosa. If you're a celebrity and you have a problem, you go to Malibu. But if you're a coach and you've got a problem, you go to Tuscaloosa. And Nick's got his own I think it's a, is it a 5-step or is it a 12-step? I'm not sure. But the point is this. Deshaun Watson knew exactly what he was signing up for. And there's some in the media that are making it seem like he was blindsided. This completely came out of nowhere and it popped up like an illusion, like a mirage. I'm going to reject that. Watson, by the way the story is being tossed out, it seems unreasonable would be the word that would be used here to not at least give the new executives and coaches a good faith opportunity. Now, he allegedly wanted to be accommodated by hand-picking the general manager. Now, that's asinine. That's an NBA move. Know your sport. That's what they do in the NBA. They don't do that in football. Now, it's a battle of egos. All these things are always a battle of egos. The move here, the chess move here, is to call the bluff of Deshaun Watson. See if he skips team activities or training camp. You know, just get the temperature in the room there. If you read the fine print, the Texans can fine Deshaun Watson over $95,000 a day for missing minicamp, and they can fine him $50,000 a day for each day of training camp he missed. Plus, but wait, there's more, 1 week's salary, which for me and for you, 1 week's salary is a fair amount. For Deshaun Watson, you've won the lottery every week. $620,000 is a week's salary for Deshaun Watson. That's for each preseason game that he misses. Now, so the Texans, if they go down this road and show a little backbone and see what happens after this, see if the evolution of Deshaun Watson takes place. He's like, well, you know, maybe I should give these guys a chance and see what, you know, it's not that bad here. I'll give it a chance. Just give me my money back. Now, the second thing, this old-fashioned cat-and-mouse game is open-ended. I have the same vibe from Houston that I have about Seattle. As Albert Einstein famously said, time is an illusion, right? The next act in this particular melodrama will be the what I call the useful idiots, which is already happening right now, in the media who are going to enter stage right. They drive a clown car, the useful idiots, in the media. Now, the Texans have their own puppets. So this is not, I'm not saying this is all Deshaun Watson. The Texans have their own surrogates in the media that will pass along the message they want. And Deshaun Watson, he's got certain scribes via his agents that will work his mouthpieces to explain what's going on there. And each group will be planting stories. It's already happened. Why? In an effort to curry public favor. This happens all the time to use character assassination against the other side, make them like your mortal enemy, right? Your classic sports disinformation campaign. And the jock sniffers will paint Deshaun Watson as some kind of victim. As we've laid out, he is not. We are not sympathetic to Watson. Now, we're also not feeling anything for the Texans. We don't feel any kind of empathy for the Houston Texans here. They have been guilty of malfeasance. But they were guilty of malfeasance before Deshaun Watson took over. And there are systemic issues, I would say, not only for the Texans, but also with Watson. I'm sick and tired about hearing how he's the archangel of the NFL. And he thinks he's better than he is. My final point here. So I give out more advice. That's what we do here. We give out advice. My advice to teams that are considering making a run at Deshaun Watson is to read the warning label. Right? Buyer beware. We have seen several ominous signs of pending migraine headaches around this quarterback. For reference, Deshaun Watson, how tough is this guy? He could not handle criticism from yours truly, right? He blocked me years ago on social media for comments made on this radio show by the way. Now, that's his prerogative and all that stuff. He can do that. I'm pretty sure that the way that he did it, though, is embarrassing. Like, the way, because he attempted to search his name. Like, when if you're a celebrity and you're searching your name out on social, I know that's kind of cool. Maybe when you first become famous, you used to Google your name. Now you'll search on Instagram or whatever. But what are you doing? Right? And he got all upset because of a social media clip from the show. We were talking about that. And there were some other things involved in that. But and then he dared call me a clown, And that, by the way, clowns are protected. You don't mess with clowns, because clowns, you mess with clowns, you get Ronald McDonald, you get Bozo the Clown, Krusty the Clown, even Pennywise the Dancing Clown. They're all going to be after you, right? So how good is Deshaun Watson? Now, I have him in the overrated category. All right, empty stats aside, the Texans quarterback, his defining moment as a postseason player was a hand-delivered victory when Houston was getting their bell rung and Watson was playing a miserable game. And then Josh Allen's like, no, I'm going to give you a playoff win. So I'm going to give you a playoff win. His resume also includes Deshaun Watson blowing a 24-point lead in a postseason game at Arrowhead Stadium. And people say, well, it's not Watson's fault. Watson played one good quarter of football. I'll give him that. And then he tapped the snooze alarm as the Chiefs then ambushed the Texans in that playoff game a couple years back. And one of the more embarrassing losses, it would have been the most embarrassing of all time if Warren Moon hadn't had his own defining moment as a Houston quarterback back in the day against Buffalo. But listen up, the Texans are going to suck. They are going to blow this season, whether or not Deshaun Watson plays or not. So from that standpoint, you got to know when to pick your battles, when to take the stand there. See how far into the nuclear shelter, the nuclear fallout shelter, Deshaun Watson wants to take this. All right? Now, all that being said, if Watson and the people around him have picked up enough, have saved enough money, and they're willing to go down this road there, and they have the underground shelter, and they've got the survival rations and the survival biscuits and all that, eventually Watson will end up getting traded. As much as I would like to see the Texans be the tough guys here, and I think they will do this for a while and hope that Watson has a change of heart, generally it's like if you're a gardener, like the tallest blade of grass is the first to get cut. That's how this works. I mean, it's just the reality of the situation. Now, you'd like to say that this is going to be the one where the Texans say, no, we're not going to be like that, and we have nothing to lose because whether Watson plays or not, we're a 4 or 5 win team, so who cares? All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Ben Maller Show. If you want to be a part, we'll take your calls. And there's a line open for you at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And did someone in the NFL leak classified information on the situation in the bayou with the Saints and Drew Brees, and who would be replacing Drew Brees? We'll get to that story, and we'll also update the voting for the Benny Awards coming up on the beginning of next week. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Whoopie Pie Blair sucks, and Fox Sports Radio knows it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow the man who is answering all of your calls, getting you on the air. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan. And we got Coop Scoop on Entertainment coming up in the final hour. And now live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Well, it's not right, Eddie, but there are some that have tried to mess with the integrity of the Bennies. It's not right. This is our MyPillow guy here. This is John What's he known as? John the Cheating Democrat, he says. He has a video up on social media here, and he claims that he has rigged the vote. He claims he has rigged the vote here for the Bennies, which are Sunday night into Monday in the overnight. We will honor mediocrity in marginal overnight sports talk radio. So this guy apparently started a bunch of email accounts just so he could vote a ton of times. Like how many votes did he said 50 or something like that, right, in the video? I believe Koopa Loop was keeping an eye on this because he's...
I mean, the video only shows him logging into a couple different accounts and voting, but when he switches over, you can see a whole number of different accounts. I didn't count them all, but it's a lot.
What kind of loser has 7 million emails like that? I mean, my God, what's going on with you? No, listen, hey, the way I look at it, if you got no life and you want to start 7,000 email accounts to vote and stuff the ballot, knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. If that's how you want to spend your time, stuff in the ballot box, then go for it.
Loser.
We have done all we are willing to do to try and keep this as fair as possible.
Exactly. Loser. What are we going to bring Congress in and have an investigation here? My God. Anyway, to update the voting, and we've had more votes than ever. I guess it's just because of that guy and some other people stuffing the ballot, but we've actually had a new record this year for votes, which is great, and we still have a couple days left to vote, so still time to get the votes in. And the amazing thing, with a new record of votes, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people voted, and with a new record, it's still, many of the categories are still within like 20, 30, 40 votes. It's crazy. It's crazy. For example, best show marketing, number one and number two are separated by 16 votes. 16 votes is the difference, the point of demarcation there. Lame joke writer of the year. We actually have a new leader in that. Oh, no, we don't have a new. We have a new second place. We have a new second place in that category. Yeah, we do have a new leader. Check that out. Hold on a sec. We have an update here. And that is separated by a total of also 16 votes. 16 votes in lame joke writer. Lame jokes are coming up later. So you want to pay attention to who wrote the funniest jokes. And then you can, if you haven't voted yet, you can vote for that person. Female caller of the year. Also, oh my God. Female call of the year. Coop, am I wrong in this? I'm looking at the vote totals here. One vote.
Yep.
Between first and second place. Sweet baby Jesus. One vote?
And 11 votes between third and first.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Oh, these are some very powerful women in the Maller militia. And they are neck and neck. And we're not revealing who it is because we don't want to spoil the surprise for the weekend. But
and for that matter, there's only 24 vote separation between fourth place and first place.
Wow.
Your vote matters, America. And,
it does.
And beyond.
Much more than any other election. Some of the other categories, I mean, there's some that are, you say, are kind of like wide open here. But if there's a big last-second bull rush to the ballot box, Eddie, we could see a change here. So.
There's definitely one category here that's it's a rat kill.
Yeah. That is, well, there's a couple that are pretty lopsided. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not mentioning those per se, but the one is one category. I guess we screwed up because one category is over 50%. Over 50% of the vote, all for one particular person. So, very.
I have my suspicions on what that is.
Well, I'm not going to tell you, but you.
I'm just saying. I think I know which one it is. Uh-huh. I think I know which one would be a overwhelming choice.
Do we need to have a recount? Is this thing going to be too close? We're going to have to go to a recount.
No, that's way too much work. We're not.
Where are the battleground states? Do we know what?
Do we need that guy they brought in on Sunday Night Football to break it down for us?
Oh, yeah, that nerd they brought in there. Yeah, there you go. But you really have to appeal to swing voters, Eddie, is what you have to do. You have to appeal to swing voters. And some categories, it's a landslide election. In other categories, it's right there. So neck and neck. Thank you all who have voted. If you haven't voted yet, you still want to vote. You have time, but not much time, because it'll be here before you know it. You can either vote today on Friday or any point on Saturday, and then we'll cut it off at some time on Sunday. The voting will cut off, but the link is on my Twitter page, my profile page there on Twitter, right near the top there. It's pinned to the top. And then on Facebook, it's a couple of posts down, but you can find it pretty simple there on the Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show. Ben Maller on Twitter. And then if you're not on any of those platforms, because you've either been, I got an email from a guy that's like, hey, I love the show, man, but I've been banned from Twitter. So can you hook me back up?
Banned from Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Not suspended, banned.
Yeah, he says, besides Instagram, I guess he's been permanently suspended. So I don't know what he did, but he's in Illinois, and I told him, not that I should recommend this, Eddie, but there are ways you can get ways you can get back on Twitter. I mean, some of our guys have been banned 7 times and they keep coming back. There's a certain guy in Boston who I will not name, Eddie, who might or might not have a dog with him.
A new blind dog?
he's been banned a zillion times on Twitter. I
forgot the new dog's name, darn it. Do you remember?
Dylan.
Ah, Dylan, good job.
Like Bob Dylan.
I'll never forget it now.
Now you forever and ever. Dylan. All right, let's go to the phones. Do you have your tuxedo, by the way, Eddie, for the vote? Do you have your tuxedo picked out?
Yeah, I just picked it up from the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Well, we should all have bow ties.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to find my bow tie. Yeah, remember, Eddie?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Was that Sports Plus?
Yeah, Sports Plus hooked us up with bow ties. Well, how lame am I going to look with a bow tie?
As lame as everything else, you know.
I'm stylish now, Eddie. I'm stylish.
I've seen the videos, yeah.
Yeah, solid. Solid as a ugly radio person with 4 eyes can possibly be. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of a said show. We got a ton of Tiger Woods jokes and Weed Man and Tiger, and then there's like 3 main topics of the joke writing staff, the unpaid, underappreciated joke writing staff of the show.
Hey, it's Tiger.
It's Lizzo. Guys like writing Lizzo jokes. Then Tiger, because of the accident, but we're allowed to do that because he survived. And then Weedman, who every week I am amazed that we still have Weedman jokes that seem somewhat original. I feel like we've used all the poor jokes, all the homeless jokes, all the vagrant jokes, and yet you continue to surprise me week after week. So, a little rumor coming out of the bayou here. It comes from the mouth of defensive end Cameron Jordan. Cameron Jordan, who revealed on a podcast here. He revealed on a podcast. He said that Sean Payton told the Saints that the players that blank is going to replace Drew Brees. This is according to Cameron Jordan on a podcast. Said this recently, and somebody just heard it and passed it on. Cameron Jordan said, you got your idea on who the blank is? Said that Jameis Winston will replace Drew Brees. Things that make you go, That would make sense if you're the Saints. You'd rather have him than the gadget quarterback Taysom Hill.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Now, Ben, what would it take for me to mention a gymnastics story? The answer? Something horrible. John Gettert was the U.S. Women's Olympic Gymnastics coach, former.
Yeah.
He was the head coach when we had the games in London, where the U.S. women won the all-around team gold. Gabby Douglas, you might remember, won the all-around gold. Allie Reisman.
Is she from UCLA? The one that was, I think she's from UCLA, right?
I honestly don't know. Allie Reisman, you might remember the name.
Just go with it.
She won gold as well. Anyway. John Gettert was indicted on Thursday with 24 felony charges.
Whoa.
20 counts of human trafficking and forced labor, 1 count of first-degree sexual assault, 1 count of second-degree sexual assault, racketeering, and lying to a police officer. He did not take the news well.
Yeah.
He killed himself.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes. 63 years old. They found him at a highway rest stop in Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a terrible story.
It is a terrible story. Yes, it is.
I wasn't expecting that ending.
I know.
I don't keep up on the gymnastics.
I understand.
Yeah. Wow. That's You see that on those the TV shows sometimes. They say, this, you know, this happens. Whatever. Isn't that why, what was that show that we used to love that they got rid of it because that happened? Catch a Predator, remember that? To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
Didn't that show end because somebody committed, you know, took themselves out on that because of that show?
I honestly don't know, but that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me if somebody did, in fact, do that. But
hey, I'm in the shower. Have some cookies. Yeah, that's the line from the show.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because the guys would come in there, and then there'd be a big, and they looked like really delicious chocolate chip cookies, and then the.
Ben notices the cookies.
Yes, I did. And then they'd have the camera, and then the person that was, you know, the police officer, you know, that was pretending to be the underage person would be in the back saying, "Go have some cookies. I'm in the back." And
they would sit down and have cookies, and then this guy would come out with a camera.
Yeah, like, Chris Hansen would come out and say, "What the hell is this? Yeah, I'm not the police. But they're outside." But yeah,
who? Anyway,
that's a random show that used to be on back in the day. Anyway, all right. Let's see here. Who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's take a phone call. Let's say hello to Beer Drinking Brian, who is in Kansas City. Hello, Beer Drinking.
What's going on, man?
Now, Beer Drinking Brian and Half Pint, you guys are in the mecca of the Ben Maller Chicken Fingers. Have you guys partaked? Have you gone over to Liberty, Missouri, and had the Ben Maller Chicken Fingers?
Actually, when we were up there, we weren't listening to the show. I was too busy working at the airline, and I was overnight working, so I wasn't listening to you at that time, so I didn't know about it. Otherwise, I sure would have. But well, I will soon.
You still can't. No. You're still there. You can take your John Deere. You and Half Pint can jump on the John Deere and go over there and have, it's called, the place called The Landing, and they have the Maller Chicken Fingers on the menu right there.
Okay, well, here's the situation with the John Deere situation.
Uh-oh.
She got pulled over the other day, and they forbid her to drive it in town anymore.
And then I gave a ride on my John Deere.
Wait a minute. So law enforcement, after all these years, the local police decided that you guys are a nuisance and you're no longer allowed to drive your truck. What are you going to do now? Are you going to get her a bicycle or something?
I don't know, because I have to go get blood work in the morning and she can't drag me now. So, you know, we'll just...
Wait. This is affecting you. You guys obviously don't have a car and you have
I have a car, but I got to get it re-inspected and everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so we're in a gym. I think she wants to say something here. Oh. Hold on, man.
Okay. And then I give a ride on my John Deere.
No, stop that, Roberto. How dare you?
Okay. Hello, Ben.
Did you get a ticket, Half Pint? Did you get a ticket?
No, I didn't get no ticket.
Yeah, okay. Well, so did you get pulled over by, like, a police officer on a horse or a police officer in a police car?
Police car. Well, not pulled over.
Well, what happened?
I was on my way back from court, and she just told me I couldn't ride my John Deere in town no more. That was my personal vehicle. They're messing with me like always.
Well, I understood.
Now I'm just sitting here learning how to play the guitar.
Coop?
No? She said that the John Deere was her personal vehicle, and she's not allowed to drive it in town anymore. And then I think she said, now you're learning how to play guitar? Is that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is he gonna give you a lullaby there, a little tune for you?
Huh?
Half Pint's learning how to play the guitar, not Brian.
Oh, I thought he was the one with the guitar. Okay, so she's learning. What? Okay.
I'm trying to learn it. He already knows how to play.
Can you write a song for the show?
Well, me and Beard and Brian can get together and track one.
All right, cool.
That one I missed completely.
Me and Beer Drinking Brian can sit down and try to think of one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that would be great. Well, we have the talent show. It's a new year, and we're going to have the talent show again, and I'm not sure when that's going to be, but if you guys want to start preparing a song for the talent show, boy, you'd really give Jay Scoop and some of the other legends a run for their money here.
Well, you want to talk to Beer Drinking Brian about that one? That's not a good idea.
Okay, I think she said that sounds like a good
idea.
I'm
going to give a ride on my John Deere. Here he is.
All right.
What's up, man?
Okay, so you guys are going to write a song now for the show, and we'd like, if I could make a request, I think it would be fun if Half Pint, you could do a duet, but if Half Pint's the lead on that, the vocal lead on that, I think that would be good.
I agree 100%. We will start getting that going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that'd be fun.
In my head, it's you playing the guitar and she's singing, and then you can come in on a couple of lyrics throughout the song, but it's mostly going to be Half Pint singing, okay?
Yes, absolutely. It'd be like that dude, whatever, that one that you got playing all the time.
Who?
I'm crazy, something like that.
Sure, something like that. Now, how concerned are you? Now, beer drinking Brian, how concerned are you? Because you're up for Rookie Caller of the Year. Oh, she's still talking. And Half Pint is up for Female Caller of the Year. You guys are up for Couple of the Year. You're in many categories here. How are you confident or are you concerned that you're not going to win anything here?
I just love the Maller Militia, and I believe they'll do the right thing.
Oh, do the right thing. All right. What'd she say? I love the guitar. What? Okay, all right, I got to go. Thank you.
Oh, that note. Beer drinking Brian's got an issue. He couldn't walk to the station yesterday, so I tried to get him out.
Can you imagine being their neighbor? Can you imagine living next to Beer Drinking Brian and Half Pint? How much fun would that be? My God.
I mean, why is he going to get the blood work done, right? I mean,
yeah, it's not like he's stopping to drink.
What was the point, dude?
Yeah.
Right?
Does he have insurance?
It's not going to be. It's not going to.
Yeah. What do you think the blood
alcohol?
Also
not going to be good, man.
The blood alcohol content on that.
What's the point? Ooh.
Well, the blood report came back and it read Budweiser is what it read. So it's rather odd. I don't know why that would be.
Ben, I can understand why people think that these are not, you know, that these are not real people.
Not real people.
Because
yeah.
It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy.
Agree.
But yeah. We're not that talented. We're not that original. We're not that creative. Yeah. We can't come up with
that is with
drinking Brian and Half Pint.
Yeah, there's two things here. Number one, we're not that creative. We're not Phil Hendry.
That was
Phil Hendry, who was a radio legend, Phil Hendry, and he did that, and he still does that somewhere in a podcast or something where he creates these voices. Number two, we have no budget. So like some morning shows will have paid voice actors call up and do characters. We have no budget here. We couldn't afford that. Trust me, we could not afford that. So, yeah, I've been fighting this battle, Eddie, my entire time here. That people think they thought Jeannie and Medford wasn't real. They thought Pete in Pittsburgh was fake. People said Lance the bus driver, that's a character. That guy Real Talk that used to call the show, that he was a character. Yeah,
their characters are right, but they're not fictional characters.
No, these are people that love the show, found ways to be part of the show and be part of our little families. All right, we will press on. Next hour, we've got lame jokes. Straight ahead this hour, it's Mallard of the Third Degree. Here's the Insta trivia. You might have heard the other day that Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns was named an injury replacement for the All-Star Game. Blank is the only player in All-Star Game history in the NBA to have been an injury replacement and gone on to win the MVP in the All-Star Game. Again, blank is the only player in NBA history to win All-Star Game MVP honors after being an injury replacement. That is the Insta trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments you may have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta trivia, and then we will get to, after that, Maller to the Third Degree. It's all made possible by Farmers Insurance. Call 1-888-FARMERS. You can save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. And here it is. Blank, the only player in the NBA to win All-Star Game MVP honors after being named to that All-Star Game as an injury replacement. That is the question. What is the answer? And Sam Bowie was guessed by Oscar. That's his answer. Paul Bearer from Rob in Vegas. Sarunas Marcellonis from Malibu. Ruben, Uber Eats driver extraordinaire. Uncle Dynamite from Travis. That's his answer. Steve Novak, tossed out by Chris in Des Moines. He was a gunner. Snake Eyes from Alf the Alien Opiner. Just Josh in Cincinnati is going with Manu Ginobili as his answer. Kermit Washington from Ribman. Arik's going with Glenn Rice. AC Green from Double O Mexican. And Fats from Philly's going with Mushmouth from Fat Albert, the obvious answer. Lyndon Baines Johnson from David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are. Do you have an answer? Please hurry up there, Eddie, please.
Yes, former Trailblazer sensation Quintel Woods.
Oh, wow. There's a blast in the past. No, that is unfortunately incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer, Tom Chambers. Tom Chambers, 1987. He replaced Ralph Sampson. Played for Seattle that season, and he was the MVP of the All-Star game. Time now for Maller to the third degree. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
That's right. You guessed it. Third degree made possible by, yep, Farmers Insurance. Call Farmers today for a quote. Koopaloop.
So despite a disappointing nearly first half of the season for the Celtics, the owner, Wick Grusbeck, says that Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge are in no danger of losing their jobs. Should they be?
Well, I'm going to talk more about the Celtics later, but the Celtics, first of all, are on a long list of teams that have obviously underachieved. Only a few teams in the East even have a winning record. Right? It's a nuclear disaster, the Eastern Conference at this point. Now, secondly, if the Celtics don't go turbo time down the stretch here, in the second half, then I believe heads are going to roll. You can expect someone to walk the plank. Now, that could be a trade of Jalen Brown or Tatum. I'm going to go with Danny Ainge. And I don't think Brad Stevens is going to lose his job, but I think Ainge really has screwed up with his roster. The jigsaw puzzle pieces just don't fit together. Next!
Now, John Lynch told the media this week that he has, quote, no doubt that Jimmy G will be the 49ers starting quarterback in 2021. Do you believe him?
Well, we touched on this the other day. I'm going to reject this. The 49ers, I always believe your actions are more important than your words, right? We know that last year the Niners tried to get Tom Brady. They didn't get him. We know this year the Niners tried to get Matthew Stafford. They didn't get him. So if you try to get quarterbacks the last 2 years, what kind of vote of confidence is that for Jimmy Garoppolo? I still say Garoppolo's playing somewhere else next season. Next!
So a few weeks ago, you talked about Blake Griffin being sat until a trade partner is found. Well, it seems the Pistons are having trouble finding that trade partner. Now, Ben, it seems like he'll be heading to the open market just like DeMarcus Cousins. Who would you rather have?
Is option none of the above possible?
It's nope.
Not possible. Okay, I'm going to go with the Blake effect. I'll go with Blake Griffin between these two. It's not that hard. Blake Griffin has been stuck in purgatory in the Motor City. And, yeah, his performance has been marginal. It's been inferior. But I'm not going to completely write him off, right? Because you put him in a better environment with better players around him. I could see a path to a resurrection. Not that I would bet on it. But DeMarcus Cousins got the double whammy, right? He's always getting hurt. He's got the reputation that precedes him of being a problem child and all that. He's ruffled feathers. He didn't even make it halfway through his first season in Houston. What could have been so bad? All right, there it is. Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
You pass this edition.
That's a winner at the buzzer! Woo!